Sébastien Lebel-Grenier is the principal and vice chancellor at Bishop's University. Wish we could have spoken again under better circumstances. Thank you so much for this today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for getting this important message out.
You would think life could have given you the chance to sit up and relax and enjoy the new job, and then this happens. According to Premier Legault, the upcoming tuition hike is being implemented as one more gesture to reverse the decline of French in Quebec. Tuition for out-of-province students attending any of the three designated schools is set to rise from $8,900 to $17,000 a year. Can you share your insights into the reactions and concerns at Bishop's regarding the impending tuition increase at this point?
There's quite a lot to unpack. So Bishop's is, the whole community is really mobilized and very much concerned because it sees this as really destructive of Bishop's identity. You know, notwithstanding the financial consequences for Bishop's, and perhaps your listeners should know that for Bishop's, Canadian out-of-province students represent about 30% of our students, close to 30%. And so, of course, if from one day to the next, these people cannot come to Bishop's anymore, that's going to have a crushing, devastating financial impact. And it really puts in question and jeopardy our capacity to go on as a university. But more fundamentally than that, Bishop's has been around for 180 years. Core to our identity has been this idea that we're open, diverse community where people meet on campus, live on campus. The vast majority of our students live on campus in their first year and learn to know each other. And out of this diversity, we create a community where people are open-minded, open themselves up to those they don't know about, and they learn about people that are different from them, and they form this new community. So that's been our identity, our educational model. It's been at core of the very special experience we provide our students, and that is what is being under attack. If the measures are put in place, it means that Canadian out-of-province students will not come to Bishop's anymore because they're going to be priced out. It's going to be more than twice as expensive to come to Bishop's or to come to other Quebec universities as it would be to go study anywhere else in Canada. You know, however much they want to come to Bishop's, these students will not be able to afford it. It's a very fundamental attack on our institution. And for what purpose? We really wonder, because we've been around for 180 years, and no one has ever suggested, or at least I haven't heard that, that Bishop's presence in the borough of Lennoxville, in the city of Sherbrooke, in our beautiful eastern townships, is any form of threat to the French language. Indeed, what the community is telling me, and a lot of the Francophone community in our region is telling me, is that we are an incredible asset. This is a region where you can study in English and French from kindergarten to university. It's an incredible asset for our wider community, and it is not a threat to the French language. So we don't understand the logic of the government's proposal that's going to be really destructive on our institution.
What strikes me is how this decision seems really unfair to Bishop's. You have McGill and Concordia. They're larger and more urbane institutions, and they have a more diverse international student population. Also, the larger universities may have more resources and scholarship opportunities to offset the tuition increase's impact. But Bishop's have challenges because of its size and potentially limited resources. Would you not agree with that?
Oh, certainly. This is all the more threatening for us because we are a small university and we've got to do so much with very limited resources. Now, that being said, I want to make it clear to your listeners that Bishop stands in solidarity with Concordia and McGill. This policy is just bad for Quebec. It's going to be destructive for the reputation of Quebec. If you take larger universities such as Concordia and McGill, they give Quebec a lot of international reach. They foster our reputation. They make our province attractive for talent from across Canada and all around the world. That's something that we all benefit from as Quebecers. And so I don't see how weakening our institutions is going to bring any benefit to our province. So we stand in solidarity with them. I guess the difference for Bishop's is that it is really an existential crisis. It's really a threat to our to our fabric, to our identity, and to our continued existence.
You've had support from the mayor of Sherbrooke thus far, from Jean Charest, and many others who have come out in the past 2 days and called out the Legault government decision. It's early, but what measures do you feel that Bishop's University should be taking to implement the response to the tuition fee increase?
Right. Well, and again, you know, I think this will have an impact on all of our students because it's going to have an impact on our identity and our student body. It is going to have an impact on our international students, but it's mostly and really centered around our Canadian out-of-province students. These are the students that are going to be most affected, and these are the students that are not going to be able to come to Bishop's anymore. The first thing we sought to do is to make this known thanks to a quick response from the media and very thoughtful response from media. We've been able to get the message across. We've been in communication with government, and we're trying to make them more aware of what this policy means for us so that they can find a way to exempt bishops or reverse their policy, or at least make sure that the policy will not be destructive to our institutions. I also want to make very clear to your listeners that we are not at odds with the government with the idea that there needs to be measures to protect and promote the French language. And we see ourselves as partners with government in that respect. There's a lot that we do for our students that want to learn French, those that want to stay in Quebec and want to be able to work in both languages. And we're certainly on board with that, and that's not something we quarrel with. The real issue here is that these measures will not help promote the French language. They will only be destructive to institutions. So the local community is coming together. I can tell you that people are really reaching out to me, and I see a groundswell of support. I think that will be a lot more visible in the days and weeks to come. There's going to be a lot more public statements.
If this were to pass, are there any specific scholarships or financial aid or support programs that Bishop's planning to introduce or expand to assist international students facing these increased tuition fees?
You know, we're working on all scenarios, but to be clear, you know, again, it's not really the international students as much. The expense is certainly a burden for them, and we're doing everything we can to support them. But we really think that it's going to be where it's going to hit hardest is the Canadian out-of-province students. And to be clear, if we were to provide scholarships to make it possible for them to attend, we have roughly 800, a bit over 800 students that come from other Canadian provinces to Bishop's. The increase in cost to them is $8,000 per student. We don't see how we can provide that large amount of scholarship overnight. It's basically unfair. This is just a burden that's on all English language universities by the government of Quebec that will put an unfair burden on these students. And I got to give a few more elements here that are important. When Quebec students go study in other Canadian provinces, they are all funded by the provincial government of the province they choose to study in. For example, I studied in Ottawa. My studies were funded by the province of Ontario. Every Canadian province does that. What Quebec is proposing here is to be the outlier, to be the only province that does not fund out-of-province students. So they're breaking with the tradition of reciprocity. It's even worse when you think that the support that Quebec gives to Canadian out-of-province students is much lower than the support that Quebec students get from other Canadian provinces. On average, it's $4,000 lower than what other provinces pay to support Quebec students. So this policy is hard to understand, but it can also have very detrimental consequences for Quebec students who want to study elsewhere in Canada if other provinces choose to reciprocate with Quebec and to cut off funding for our students. So this is a policy where everybody loses. There are no winners.
A lot of concern out there right now. What message would you like to convey to out-of-province students and the impact on their educational and career aspirations in the province of Quebec?
That's really central to this announcement. It sends a message that out-of-province students, especially Anglophone students, are not welcome in Quebec. And I think that's very harmful to our reputation as a province. and it runs absolutely contrary to the lived experiences of our students. Students who come from other Canadian provinces to Bishop's have an incredible experience. If they go back to their home province, they go back with a positive image of Quebec society, a positive image of the welcome they've had, and that is still what they're going to get if they do choose to come to Bishop's. So this policy really runs counter to the very positive experience, very welcoming environment we have for out-of-province and international students. So I'd really like for these prospective students to understand that this policy is not representative of what the experience they will have if they do come to Quebec.
Principal de Belgrenier, you're in a very unique position of being a French Quebecer who's close to the University of Sherbrooke. You're in the middle of the two solitudes. How does this affect you personally?
Oh, my. I got to tell you, it really hits home. I feel it personally. I think this is really not my vision of what our province can do. I think we can do much better than this, and we have done much better than this. The fact that I am a Francophone as the head of this English language institution, I think is very telling about the nature of our community. We've got a community that is really welcoming, inclusive, diverse, that stands together, that is better together, where different people meet and are stronger because they work together. It really hits home. I've got to tell you that I've been on a roller coaster of emotions, feeling betrayed, feeling sad, but I'm really energized by the mobilization I see in the community. I think we got to fight for what is right, for what is positive for all our communities, what is positive for Quebec. So we've got to stand tall and tell government that this is a policy that is destructive, that is not good for Quebec, and that it needs to reverse course.
Is this one of the most important threats in the history of Bishop's moving forward?
You know, Bishop's has gone through very difficult times in the past where it had very serious financial issues, for example. But in speaking with former principals, a consensus is out there that this is probably the most immediate existential threat we've had to our identity. This is extremely serious.
Sébastien Lebel-Grenier is the principal and vice chancellor of Bishop's University. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you so much for having me on and giving me a chance to explain this so important issue to your listeners. Thank you.